Shalom, brethren. This is Brother Paul Sim. Thank you for listening in. Let's bow our hearts and talk to the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, we are back again to seek your will in our lives, to ask of you to show us how to do thy will. Father, you know we are needy people. We approach you this morning to ask your Holy Spirit to anoint our hearts. Speak to us, Lord, and show us how to delight in thee. Help us to live a life to glorify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6, we know that without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. How do we delight in the Lord? Needs an attitude of diligently seeking him, to please him, and to set this goal in our hearts every day to please the Lord. We need to have a heart that is attuned to put our lives and our priorities in the right way. It needs us to have discipline, right? And train us that we must sacrifice our priorities to put God first in our life. Truly, we see the Lord Jesus Christ has done so much for us. What is this that is required of us is actually nothing. It is our due responsibility to serve him and to love him and to do his will. If we have the right attitude and the desire in our heart, in our hearts to serve the Lord, we will be able to find out how we can delight ourselves in the Lord. It will require us to have the same sacrificial love. As the Lord says, greater love had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. In the family of God, we can see that God has always reiterated many times that we ought to help our brethren. Don't be a stumbling block to a weaker vessel. Don't cause a brother to fall. Truly, if we understand the God's character, he will never allow a weaker brethren to be treated badly, and he will not damage the life of a weaker brother. We turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 58, reading from verse 6 to 12. Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? And when thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer, and thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places, and thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. And thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Truly, to delight in the Lord require us to be like our Lord Jesus Christ. As spoken in Isaiah 58, we see how the Lord came to loose the bands of wickedness and to help lift up the heavy burden of those who are weak and oppressed, and so set free, break every bondage. It can be in the form of helping someone, touching the lives of someone in need, especially when they are of the family of God. They have challenges, they have pain, they have hurt. But if we, as an elder brother, can lend up a helping hand to touch the lives of this little one that is crying to the Lord, God will bless. And we can see how the Lord said that our light will break forth as the morning. Our health will spring forth speedily. And the righteousness of God will be shown, and the glory of God will be our real reward. Truly, my brothers and sisters, to delight in the Lord is to understand the heart of God and understand here why He sent our Savior to us and give us the Holy Spirit. And now, when He was died and resurrected, lifted up on high, He gave us His Holy Spirit so that we can do even more, much more than what He can done. Indeed, He need to die on the cross of Calvary for us and be lifted up so that He can draw all men unto Him. And how can our Lord Jesus draw all men unto Him? It is through you and I. Through the lives that we have, as we grow in the Lord, as we learn more of the Lord, so that we can help our younger brother, our newer, our young child, to teach them, to draw them close to Him. You and I must know that as part of the works that God requires of us is to be a restorer of path and a repairer of the breach, to build up the foundations of all the many generations that the Word of God has taught us, to obey Him, to love Him, to serve Him with all our heart, mind and soul, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. God dwell in the love that we express, in the compassion of our hearts, in the prayers that we pray. God can see that love in us if we reach out to help a brethren or a sister or an unbeliever, a heathen. Just like the Good Samaritan, that has nothing to do with the Jew, but yet in his love, he reached out to them and showed the love of God. And this is the true love of God that surpasses all understanding, that break all bonds. It is nothing to do with the blood relationship. It is nothing to do with an obligation of the family. No, it is the love of God working in your heart. Then we'll be able to know why when we call on the Lord will answer us. Why when we seek Him and cry unto Him, He will hear us. We mustn't be like the false brethren who go about pointing fingers, oppressing the weaker brethren, speaking vanity, things that are not of God. Don't hurt your weaker brother. Don't cause him to stumble. Be there for him when he needs your help. Be there for him when he cries unto God. And you know how God works? God will speak to your heart in the form of a dream, in the form of a compassion, love, and something that will wriggle within you, where His Spirit will keep on prompting you that you need to reach out to Him. That's how God works. Then we will know that the Lord is guiding us. Every day, every moment, every path that we walk, He is there for us, because we want to have the Spirit of Christ in us to help the heathens, the people of this world, and our own family of God, to help them move along. Don't let Satan destroy the joy of the Lord in our hearts. Don't let him deprive us and create in our own family, our own church, the kind of dryness and drought that, because of all this strife and finger pointing and unable to reach out to a weaker brethren, destroy the love of God and the works of the Holy Spirit in us. God has a church, has a body, has a bride where He wants us to do our part, where we can be helping to build up the old waste places. We can, in our own small ways, help serve the Lord and do in every aspect of it to be someone which God can call, that He will continually bless. Because if we can have that same Spirit of God to help to break the bondage of those that are oppressed, to lift up the burdens, the heavy burdens of our brethren, and to really shine forth His light, then the Lord said, then the Lord will guide thee continually and satisfy your soul in drought and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Truly blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful vision and mission that you have given us through our Lord Jesus Christ. He came, Lord, to fulfill Isaiah 58, verse 6 to 12. For when he stand in the synagogue, he turned to this and he told him, this day, this scripture is fulfilled. Lord, today we want to be the day that we can delight ourselves in thee. We want to be like you, Lord, that this vision and mission which each and every one of us must do to delight our lives in you, Lord, is to let the Holy Spirit use us, that we can be able to help our brethren to lift up their heavy burden, to show them the love of God. Father, help us, Lord. We want to be the repairer of the bridge and the restorer of paths for our brethren, so that we can raise up the foundation that you have laid throughout generations. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, may our life be a service to you. may it be able to glorify your name. We commit, O God, this day to you, that your Spirit lead us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.